Now, the rest of the story. The hospital elevator was stuck, and with a lot of people inside, including Millie. Had you been there, your attention would have been especially focused on that one pretty brunette, because the condition that had brought her to Newton Wellesley Hospital in the middle of the night, that condition was progressing dramatically. Millie had been groaning quietly when she boarded the elevator, and when it stopped between floors, her physical distress became even more audibly apparent. And then her knees buckled. Then somebody said, "Make room for her." Moments later, there was Millie, lying in obvious discomfort on the floor of the elevator, the other passengers aghast, looking on. You see, Millie was very, very pregnant. In a few moments more, she clearly would not be. Yet physically tormented as she was, Millie was mostly humiliated by the public spectacle she had involuntarily created. What would husband John think, she wondered, to say nothing of the denizens of the Boston Ladies Club. This was all their fault anyway, she thought. Yet before that's explained, one first ought to hear the rest of the story. You see, Millie LaRue Noel's blood was as blue as her name implied. She came from a very prominent Baltimore family, was known far and wide as a lover of life and laughter. Of Millie Noel, it was once said that she straight-armed reality with inimitable one-liners and perfectly mixed martinis. Then in her late 20s, she met charming, handsome, dapper John, and their meeting had been a blind date. But when Millie opened her eyes, John was every bit the prince that he had seemed at first. The couple soon married, settled in Boston, and within 1 year, Millie had joined the Boston Ladies Club, and she was expecting a child. Of Millie's many society recreations, her fondest by far was bridge. She was a good bridge player. And she played very often at her club. In fact, Millie was playing bridge the night that you met her, the very night that she went into the hospital just a little bit too late for comfort. You know why she was late? It was such a good bridge hand. It was one of the most promising that she had ever held. Surely her baby would have the good sense not to intrude on that bridge hand by being born, but of course you know Millie was wrong. She barely made it to the hospital in time that night, and she never did make it to the hospital room, nor even to the maternity ward. And so chagrined was she by having her baby in transit and in public, you could say, that Millie vowed never, ever to give birth to another child under any circumstances. And that promise to herself she kept. She never did have another child. But maybe in Millie's case, maybe in her case, one was enough. Because the baby born in an elevator because of a very special hand at a bridge party was the entertainer that's meant so much to the rest of us, Jack Lemmon. And now you know the rest of the story.